I am astounded at the partisanship that we witness from this side of the border and what's taking place down there. It really is quite astounding. That may sound certainly very Canadian of all of us to do it, but we're not there yet. We've got a couple of networks that are putting that together, and the political rhetoric is heating up more than it has been historically, but nowhere near your side of the border. I just, Carl, you've been so much a part of the politics for decades. It's clearly evolved into this. Is this healthy?
It waxes and wanes. I mean, you want to see political rhetoric, go back to the election of 1800 and see what the Federalists and the Republicans were saying about each other back then. So it waxes and wanes.
I suppose, however, given the proliferation of the media, I mean, the American public are brought into this debate, and I don't know how divided they are or how it's going to play into the next election, but it seems to me to be awfully vicious and in many ways juvenile.
Well, I'm not certain I'd agree with the juvenile characteristic, but I do think you put your finger on one interesting thing. 2008 is the first election which more people said they got more of their information about the presidential campaign from the internet than they got from their daily newspaper. And while cable TV and network TV have more impact than the internet, the gap between those two and the internet is closing. And the internet is the wild, wild west. It's not edited, but it's prolific and lots of information and sort of a vibrant place where people can investigate, discover, and discuss. So,
but the influence of commentators like you folks as well is astounding. You're political stars in your own right, Governor. Well, but you're appearing, James Carville, come on in here for just a second. The influence that you have, either perceived have or otherwise, is really quite astounding from a Canadian perspective. I just wonder how you reconcile the roles that you play, the various roles.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would argue with you, I think, pretty effectively that I don't know how much influence I have. There are a lot of people that are like me. And I think voters, by and large, see somebody and they say, well, I know where he's coming from. So the influence, I would argue, would be minimal. But if you think not, I would be glad to take your position.
Well, I think we have a vigorous debate in this country. I mean, you have Governor Huckabee here. You have Carl on one side. You have James on the other side. And they disagree profoundly on issues and, on how you deal with the deficit, how you deal with the debt, certain things on foreign policy, which we'll be discussing this evening. And I think that's good. I think the disagreements are good. This is a serious time. We need to have these discussions. What is not good is when it kind of devolves into name-calling and all the rest, but I don't think any of the people here are a part of that, to tell you the truth.
Look, the governor has done something that neither the three of us has ever done. He's actually got people to vote for him, which is...
so I don't get him. Not nearly enough.
He was governor of Arkansas. How many elections you won in Arkansas?
Well, let's see, two as governor, two as lieutenant governor, and then a lot of ballot initiatives.
And how many presidential primaries?
Oh, yeah, I did a few of those. Eight of those, too.
He's done something,
Certainly. Okay, your perspective, though, on the media and its influence in the coverage and the outcome of elections, from your perspective?
I think people have to understand Americans like entertainment. Why do you see so many reality shows? Because they like to be entertained. They have a vicarious thrill in watching other people do the things that they themselves don't want to do. And that includes politics. A lot of people love to hate politicians because politics affects their lives. And if they can watch others who are the gladiators out there in the arena, it's a sport. And I think we're kidding ourselves if we don't acknowledge that that's part of not only what attracts people by the great numbers, but it's also why it is turned so partisan. Because you don't go to a football game with neutrality. You don't go and say, well, one team's red and one's blue, I'm wearing green. It doesn't work like that. And so I think it's translated into politics.
Quick word, is this upcoming election about the economy or is it about foreign policy?
Today it's about the economy, but world events could change because 4 years ago it was about foreign policy until the economy fell apart in the fall of 2008.
James?
Yeah, I think this thing is as close as some people think it is, and I might describe myself as some people right now. who knows what it'll tip it over the top. You know, yeah, for a vast majority of the people, but if an election is, you know, decided by a percentage point, it could be any number of things that contribute to that percentage point. And, with you know, historians and political scientists will argue over that, mad infinitum, mad nausea, mad something or another.
Economy or economy?
I think economy and foreign policy are more and more the same thing. When you talk about the global economy, when you talk about how Spain and Greece are going to impact America, I think it's sort of hard to separate them these days.
I do think it'll be dominated by the economy, and the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, health care reform will play a bigger role than people might expect. Well, it'll be dominated by jobs, deficit growth, taxes, but the Affordable Care Act is going to play a bigger role than we might be willing to grant.
Thank you all.
Thanks.